In this bulletin, Scott Morrison denounces Russia's threats against Ukraine as the US warns an invasion is imminent. Nurses and midwives at New South Wales public hospitals to walk off the job in a statewide strike. And in sport, the latest from the women's aerials at the Winter Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has lashed out at Russian aggression on the Ukraine border as Australian diplomatic staff evacuate from the embassy in Kiev. It's estimated 198 Australians in Ukraine have applied for consular assistance as the United States warns a Russian invasion of the former Soviet country is imminent. As tensions in the region heighten, Mr. Morrison says it's time for Australia to stand up to countries that bully Ukraine.
We denounce Russia's bullying, their coercion, their intimidation, and their threats of violence against Ukraine, Mr. Speaker. And we will always take steps to do that. And, Mr. Speaker, we have taken those steps with our like-minded partners. But I know, Mr. Speaker, that the Chinese government has not stood with the rest of the world in denouncing the actions of Russia, Mr. Speaker, and they should do so.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin has pushed back against the remarks, calling them belligerent statements that exacerbate tensions. Meanwhile, the head of the NATO alliance has repeated calls for Russia to scale back military pressure applied on the Ukrainian border and choose the path of diplomacy. It comes a day after G7 warned Russia of massive economic consequences if it invaded Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the best way for Russia to demonstrate its readiness in finding a peaceful solution is to remove its military presence from the region.
NATO remains ready to engage in meaningful dialogue with Russia. And the best way for Russia to demonstrate its readiness to find a peaceful solution is to de-escalate and remove their forces which are now threatening Ukraine, and choose the path of diplomacy. We agreed that every sovereign nation has the fundamental right to choose its own path, and we call on all to respect this right.
Back home, and nurses and midwives across New South Wales will walk off the job and rally outside Parliament House today, demanding the Premier resolve the staffing crisis in public hospitals. Thousands of New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association members will take part in over 20 rallies staggered across the day, with some nurses striking from 7 a.m. for up to 24 hours. The association's General Secretary, Brett Holmes, says members no longer have any goodwill to offer and are calling for a commitment from Dominic Perrottet to address nurse-to-patient ratios. Life-preserving services will be maintained in all public hospitals and health services during the strike. Advocates, policymakers and business organisations have descended on Hobart for Australia's first national conference on elder abuse in 2 years. It comes after research was released by the Australian Institute of Family Studies showing 15% of older Australians experience a form of elder abuse. New South Wales Ageing and Disability Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald is one of the speakers at the two-day national conference. He says elder abuse is most commonly perpetrated by family members.
This is all about family relationships that have gone wrong. And of course it manifests itself in psychological abuse, financial abuse, sometimes physical abuse as well. And that's a really big learning because it's quite different from the abuse in, say, aged care facilities or in residential services that we hear about over and over again.
To sport, and Xu Mengtao has won gold for the host nation in the women's aerials at the Beijing Winter Olympics, with the highly rated Australians finishing outside the medals. She's the first Chinese athlete to win an Olympic women's aerials title with a brilliant jump of 108.61 points in the Super 6 medal round. Defending Olympic champion Hanna Huskova of Belarus was second, and the bronze went to the United States' Megan Nick. World champion and Australian Laura Peel was the gold medal favourite in the lead-up to the event, but could manage no better than fifth place in the medal round with 78.56. Compatriot Danielle Scott was eliminated after backslapping both of her efforts in the first final. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 37 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 30, similar conditions in Melbourne and 24, morning drizzle in Hobart and 22 degrees, sunny in Canberra and 31, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 27, much the same in Sydney and 28, partly cloudy in Newcastle with a top of 28 as well, a shower or two in Brisbane, also 28 degrees, similar conditions in Cairns and 31, and a possible storm in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.